Well, thank you and good morning. I would like to start by saying that I'm by no means an accomplished speaker. Heck, I'm not even a native speaker. So I'd like to thank Dr. Murray and Dr. Gretzky for the opportunity to talk about a person that I have learned to admire over the 27 years I've known him. Like Dr. Moser, Dr. Sullenberger is very much alive, in excellent health, and he's right here. So, and I speak not only for myself, but I also speak for many of his graduate students, people who worked with him and worked for him, many of which are here today. And I'm going to focus more on the on his persona, on the things that he has taught us as we work with him. And I chose this oxymoronic title, and I'm going to assure you that nothing went terribly wrong. As he will tell you, in Florida, if you want to go south, you have to go north, right? So I'd like to tell you a little bit about his life. He was born in South Central Pennsylvania 60 years ago in the summer of 57. The youngest child with the youngest child, and he had two older sisters. During these 1960s and 70s, he grew up in his parents' dairy farm, working the land, learning to love animals and plants, went to school in Pennsylvania. He graduated in 1979 with a degree in biology from Messiah College. Now, before he decided to go to agronomy and plant science, he may have thought about going to meteorology, because Lynn Sullenberger is somewhat of an amateur meteorologist. I'm talking about a man who knows the pressure inside hurricanes. He knows the highs and low temperatures for next week. And today, we might be watching him on the news telling us what to wear tomorrow, because that's something that he really likes. We have had lots of discussions about weather, about storms coming in, while I was in Florida many years ago. He met his wife, Andrea, in Messiah College, and there's rumor that she may have gotten charmed by him as an aggressive third baseman playing for the Penn Whelan Aardvarks, although the uniforms were not that favorable back then. And through the 70s and 80s, and that's when I met him. I've known him 27 years. I started working for him in 1992, and I had met him 2 years earlier. They got married in 81. The family started to expand. That's their oldest son, Mark. In 94, and I was there, I was in the graduate office when somebody called and said that Mrs. Sullenberger had had yet a third boy. Some of us were pulling for a girl who came a little bit later. And he has been a family man, a very dedicated family man. He was a ball coach for his youngest son, Benjamin, who ended up having a pretty brilliant career as a ball player at Messiah College, from where he graduated a few years back with a degree in engineering. As the 20th century turned into the 21st century, he started to acquire the looks that we see today, with the hair, you know, going a bit frostier. That hairline does what hairlines do. And when talking about his work habits, oh, the work habits. We're talking about a man who goes to the front porch not to contemplate the landscape, but to fix that last, you know, the last paragraph on the grant proposal, or goes to the dinner table to edit a thesis or a dissertation from his students who he would hope would learn how to write at some point, and even takes work to places where people don't normally take work. And he's pretty persuasive in gathering help, including from his youngest daughter, Laura, chasing after goats or being chased by goats at the beef research unit in Gainesville on a Sunday afternoon, or Benjamin on the right checking if Dad is putting that back porch screen properly. He is a dedicated gardener, attends to his garden often, gets his vegetables to the table, and if you ever get invited to the Sollenbergers for dinner, you're going to get a full appreciation for what locally grown means. About his career, I mean, this was a challenge for me. I mean, I could put here a series of slides telling you about the projects and all the technology that has come out of his research program. Students were often a part of it, but he has developed most of his research at the Beef Research Unit near Gainesville. And I remember arriving in Gainesville, and I knew he was from Pennsylvania. I said, why would you come to Florida? I mean, we're talking about a master's thesis done with alfalfa, and then he comes to Florida, starts working with perennial peanuts or limpo grass or elephant grass. And I remember, as if it were yesterday, he said, I want to go international. And international he went. He has done a lot for the tropical forage world. He has published 220 refereed journal articles, 19 book chapters, edited one book. Maybe these numbers have already changed from yesterday. He teaches 3 graduate courses in Gainesville, 1 undergraduate course. He has chaired 4 to 6 graduate committees between master's and PhD, for a total of 140 committees that he has sat on in terms of co-chair or just a committee member. And he has secured about $6 million in grant funds. So, and that could go on and on. His research profile has obviously changed over the years. And when I was there, we used to do good old grazing work. That's no longer the truth. We have to go with sustainable production systems, nutrient cycling, and feedstocks for biomass. So that's a risk. In forages, we're very much idiosyncratic. We have to evolve as the demands evolve as well. But evidently, the impacts are very noticeable both in Florida, across the South, and elsewhere. He has been a consultant. He has been an invited speaker in several different countries. He's been to my native Brazil several times. He's been to Africa. He's been to Asia. And the clientele in Florida, the stockholders have, you know, no doubt that the technology that has come out of his program has brought significant progress. He is a dedicated mentor. He enjoys teaching. He enjoys advising. I could bring you many, many different pictures of students of different generations. I didn't bring any pictures of me there because. And he likes to follow up on us after we graduate and see where we go, see what kind of jobs we get, and in fact collaborates with us after we graduate. He has had the luck and the fortune to work with very important people, high character people. He has collaborated with forage breeders in Gainesville and on campus and off campus. I just brought you an example here. We see Dr. Ken Quesenberry in a picture of probably in the 1970s with the early work on limpo grass. That is Ken Quesenberry. There he is. This is the picture of the International Grassland Congress in 1985. The group went for a boat ride in Hong Kong, and we see here Dr. John Moore, who used to be a collaborator with Dr. Gerald Mott, Lynn's predecessor at UF Agronomy. Dr. Moore retired several years ago. We also see on the right with the blue shirt a young Gary Lacefield. Right behind John Moore, you see Ken Albrecht, and of course Lynn and Andrea in the back on the right. Max Shelton has been a collaborator of Lynn's in Australia, where he took a sabbatical some 17 years ago. And Max sends you his congratulations. And Again, referring back to my title, evidently nothing went terribly wrong. His career did go south, but in that case, go south meant that they kept looking good and kept looking young. Recently, he reached two milestones. He turned 60, and he became a grandfather. And that's little Isla in his arms. And I'm sure this will open a myriad of opportunities for him and for his family. So, as we celebrate him as a person, as he evolved in his procedures, in his abilities, and his skills, and his appearance, we would like to pay a little tribute to his family, which has been a very important component of his everyday life. We talk about looking good, right? And pay a little tribute to his heritage with his siblings. And with his permission, I'd like to pay a tribute to the people who paved the runway from where he took off and reached high flights. On behalf of myself and the students who are here, I thank you for the opportunity of having worked for you and the privilege of working with you. Congratulations on being a giant. Thank you.